Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Extremely Local News, which is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. And on the line with us is Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. We finally made it to a Friday, Seamus.
Thank the Lord. I'm ready for it.
Good. Me too. You're not going to see Taylor Swift, I would imagine.
I tried very hard and I failed. And yes, I'm a terrible father.
Oh, that's so not nice. All right, somebody, we had Lieutenant Haynes on earlier today, and he mentioned a place that had sex type, I don't even remember what, sex inclusive, it's a bakery that he saw on Black Club Chicago. If you're having a bachelorette party or a bachelor party, he saw that. He wanted me to bring that up to you because there are pictures of the donuts on this National Donut Day. So something to check out at blackclubchicago.com.
I would pay top dollar to see Lieutenant Haynes having some of those donuts. That's quite a sight, everything all involved in that, yes.
Yes, and it's blackclubchicago.org, by the way, correct?
That's right.
All right. All right, well, let's get on with our extremely local news. Recycling, what's going on the south side?
Oh, wow. This is a story that's been going on now for multiple years, and it took a twist last night. It's a metal scrapping recycling plant. It's one of these heavy industry places that used to be along the Chicago River on the north side. They brokered a deal with the city to sell that property, and that's now becoming Lincoln Yards, part of the Lincoln Yards property. But they tried to move to the southeast side, and the city, after many protests, the city denied a permit after this place had already been partially built. So it's been a big court battle. The neighborhood activists had really been celebrating this for about a year and a half, that they had kept this, what they say, a very heavy polluter coming into their neighborhood. But last night, a judge overturned the city, allowing this metal scrapper. And basically, it's a metal recycling plant where you see all those guys driving around the alley collecting your hot water tanks and your steel pipes. They take them to places like this to recycle them. So the judge blocked it last night. I think we know better than to think one court ruling is enough to stop the battle from going on. So I think we'll see more of this, but a victory that environmentalists and the activists on the southeast side of Chicago thought they had won. They really got the rug pulled out from under them last night. So we'll see how it turns out. We'll be following it closely.
All right. And what is a Chicago street ambassador? I'm embarrassed to admit I'm a 708er, so I don't know anything about Chicago street ambassadors.
You know, if you're up and down State Street in Ida B. Wells and other parts of the Loop, you may see these folks. They wear these bright lime green, they look like construction vests, and they're paid basically just to sort of walk around the neighborhood, not as police, but more as helpful folks. You know, if tourists have questions, if you've got questions, if the people that are unhoused and need some assistance, they're there for you. It's really the Chicago Loop Alliance. It's the a collection of businesses in the Loop pay for these, and the city pays for some of them. And it's just extra boots on the ground, really. You know, the police can't do everything, and you know these folks are intended to be a little bit more approachable, ask them with questions for directions, that sort of thing. But also just a presence, you know, to kind of hopefully keep things calm and keep people happy, especially around State Street. You know, as we get into the summer, we start to see some problems. So they're just trying to get some more people out there going around there to help people. So what happened was the news on this one is the city's given them more money. They're going to double this this force out there beginning this summer. So there'll be about 20 to 40 of them. It's mostly going to be afternoons and evenings, Monday Monday through Friday. So if you see the folks in these yellow and black sort of lime green jackets, you know, ask them how to get to the Art Institute or something.
I will definitely do that. And finally, let's talk some catfish.
Yeah.
It's going away. What's going on? And what's going in its place?
You know, a Chicago institution for 30 years or so was a place called Wallace's Catfish Corner. It was a soul food place and a fish place in Garfield Park on the west side. Its claim to fame, it was opened by a former alderman. Danny Davis, the congressman out that way, used to frequent it. But it became this sort of gathering place for visiting politicians. Bill Clinton came there as president. Barack Obama campaigned there on his rise to the White House. It closed down a couple years ago, and it's just been sitting vacant for a long time. But now there's just a plan in the works that was announced this week that they're going to turn Wallace's Catfish Corner into a pot dispensary. So no more catfish, but they want to sell legal weed out of this place. So you know, just adding another chapter to this corner. It's at 2800 West Madison, and I know the folks in the neighborhood really missed the catfish there. It was just a fun place to hang out and somewhere you could find a lot of old friends and get some good food. So it's a shame that Wallace's isn't still open, but they're trying to bring a little life back into that place with the new business from a group that's a minority license holder. They've been fighting with the state. That's a separate story to get this license, but looks like it's going through, and we could see this place at 2800 West Madison get some new life.
All right. Well, it's too bad they can't figure out a way to have catfish and weed at the same place, because that would be a hoot.
I hope they're listening, because I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Right there. That would, you know, there's so many of these places, you got to start distinguishing yourself. So you're right. If you could have soul food, catfish, and
some hush puppies and some key lime pie, wouldn't that be great?
I think they go hand in hand to some degree.
I don't even smoke pot anymore, but I'd start to have that. And Taylor Swift, I was just checking. Seamus, you said you weren't able to get tickets. I found some for $1,944 each.
Oh, great. Is that the 400 section where you can you can barely get in? Yeah. I was looking at those too, and it's like, you know, I'm a big fan, but boy, that's a lot of money.
It really is. There was a story in the New York Post. A woman spent $4,500 on Taylor Swift tickets for their teen, and this mother says she took her friend instead. I don't even know how you allow that to happen.
Right, yeah, I have no idea. Bless her heart, my daughter Kelly said, don't even think about that. We're all good, you know. Do not spend that. It wasn't a risk, but I think she absolved me of any guilt.
Well, maybe you could have a little Taylor Swift listening party for your daughter over the weekend.
Perfect. Done.
Yeah.
Done deal.
Way cheaper.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, you enjoy the wonderful weather. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Editor-in-Chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago, he's Seamus Toomey. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wendy.